Oh, it's nothing. Just spam, you guys. And he puts it away.
Grimshaw whispers to Risky, and she's like, I think we need to double his dosage.
Maybe. I don't know. I think learning by example. I think we just gotta respect women extra hard. Since you know we're what? Like his legal guardians now, right?
I think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure that that's how it works.
Welcome to the second episode of X32, a Dice Fiends Shadowrun 6th Edition adventure. When we last left our runners, they had finished a quick food run with a side of double homicide and decided to head back to Risky's apartment to eat. With the Taco John's robbery behind them, what does the new day hold?
So you get back to Risky's apartment, and as Grimshaw walks in, Thor hops onto her shoulder.
Yes, I pet him.
And what would y'all like? Yes, what would y'all like to do for the rest of the night, or do you just want to go to sleep?
Juice is going to snarf down some potato Olays, and his, what was it, a Takachanga? A Janachanga? The Taco John special.
Oh. Yeah.
And his
John Chirito.
And his, yeah, John Chirito, and his Baja Blast classic.
Nice.
And
after they introduced new Baja Blast.
Yeah, which failed utterly, so they relaunched Baja Blast, but with a completely different sweetening chemical.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's going to play some stupid mobile game on his datapad before falling asleep.
Yeah. I eat my potato taco, feed all the cats, drink my big boy orange soda kicker, and then go to sleep, I guess.
So Grimshaw eats all of the food that she had that was listed before, and just like all of it. And like, it's an impressive feat watching her eat all that food. And then afterwards, she gets up and she starts doing like her nightly. She has like a nightly exercise regimen that she does, and she does it every night and every morning. And then she has a different one that she does like, or like they're two different ones. One is like a fighting based sort of like fist fighting, and one's with her sword. I think the night one's with her sword.
So the night passes uneventfully, maybe. Some sleep is lost by Grimshaw making noises with her sword and fighting there into the night. But I guess y'all all fell asleep around the same time. Mm-hmm. And in the morning, Risky, you are woken up by your comm beeping.
Okay, I answer. Tur, 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 tur. What? Tur,
tur. Oh. Hey, it's me. It's me, Mousy Tom.
Oh, hey, Mousy, what's up?
You looking for some work, Risky? I heard you got a big payday, but, you know, you don't do one job when you're a Shadowrunner, you know that.
Yeah. What's up? What's the job? Give me some details.
Well, look. It looks like a corporate job. The Johnson is, from what I heard, it's some kind of extraction. You're going to get a prototype and some data and get it to him.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Do you know what kind of pay range we're talking, or is that an in-person thing that we'll talk about in person?
He wanted to do it in person, and just so you're aware, I think he's an Azzy, so... Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
They ain't popular here in the cast, you know.
Yeah. No, not really. Okay, I'll present it to my team, and I'll message you back in a minute. Okay?
Thanks, Risky.
Alright, guys. It's time. Get fucking wake up. Jesus.
Grimshaw's already up and doing her other one.
Great.
Yeah, but
Juice pulls his cooling mask off of his eyes.
All right. My guy contacted me. We might have a job.
Oh.
Like a job?
Yeah, job. What the fuck other kind of job is there?
I don't know. We kind of did a job last night, sort of ish.
Oh, paid.
So are we like a? Are we a team now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh my god.
I mean, I like working with you guys. It's pretty good.
Grimshaw looks at Juice, kind of like.
Juice is like shaking. His legs are like bouncing up and down. I can't believe it.
Here's the thing: is that like theoretically, he just asked me, but as you know, I'm a weak bitch. I can't do anything by myself. Are you kidding me? I'm a weak idiot bitch. I need strength and smarts here.
Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah, I mean, let's go.
Grimshaw says, assuming you meant both strengths and smart meant her, even though smarts obviously does not.
Well, I do have a question. Has Juice drunk his respect women juice since the last adventure?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He always drinks that respect women juice. He's just kind of an idiot.
Okay.
I forgot that was a whole thing. I kept making you drink respect women juice.
Oh, wait. Here, hang on. Before we go, Juice, drink your respect women juice before we go, okay?
Come on, Risky. Every day, though?
Every day!
It's important. Grimshaw's
drinking her respect women juice. I already drank mine.
Grimshaw's chugging a bottle of water.
Fine, drink my respect women. He like sips it tentatively. But I already did respect women's. Fine.
After she finishes chugging the bottle of water, she finger guns to Risky and she's like, "You are capable and valid. You're a queen and you can do anything."
Oh my god, thank you so much. I'm here to validate you. You're so cool and I admire you a lot. We have different skills and that's okay.
You are so right.
And then
we look Juice in unison like at Juice.
Despondent, like, I actually don't really know how to respond. I feel like this is a trap.
Yeah, and we're both looking at you expectantly.
And Juice, as they're doing that, you do get a buzz on your comm.
Oh, thank God, a phone call. And he pulls it up really quick.
It's a text message from your dad.
Looks at it.
"Hey, Juice, do you want to meet up sometime? I want to talk to you."
Oh, he's calling him Juice now? Aw, he's making
I imagine
steps.
Over the past 2 weeks, like, it was like, "Andy, hey, Andy, please." But yeah, this is the first time he's actually called you Juice in a text message.
Oh, it's nothing. Just spam, you guys. And he puts it away.
Grimshaw whispers to Risky and she's like, "I think we need to double his dosage."
Maybe. I don't know. I think learning by example. I think we just gotta respect women extra hard. Since you know we're like his legal guardians now, right?
I think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure that that's how it works. All right. Well,
I was just going to put some lemon juice in the water this time and call it respect lemon juice.
Here's the thing. Lemon water? That shit's tight.
I'm more of a cucumber water guy.
Cucumber water.
You don't
water.
Get a say in this juice. You have to get your respect women juice in.
Listen, Juice, I've only got one infuser. And I've only got one flavor. And it's lemon.
Anyway, that definitely wasn't my dad, so maybe we should just do a job?
Yeah, so how's that going? Am I your legal guardian or what?
No, I'm emancipated, so I'm my legal guardian.
Oh,
that sounds
okay.
Like a terrible idea. You need guidance, son.
Don't call me son. I'm just, you know, I'm an adult now, and I can take care of myself. I've got a van.
There, and I tap you on the head. Pat is what a lot of people call that, but not me. I'm dyslexic.
Thor's on Grimshaw's shoulder, and Thor reaches out a little cat paw and does the same thing to Juice.
Good.
Me and Thor are your legal guardians now.
I think your cat needs some respect people juice.
Oh, my
How
cats,
dare you?
No cats are respectful. You know this. Come on. All right. Well, I mean, I guess let's get going, I suppose, unless anyone wants coffee.
Wait, what's the jump?
It's an extraction from a corp.
Cool.
Some
That's awesome.
Tech and some info from what I understand. I haven't talked pay or specifics yet, but the Johnson wants to meet us in person, so.
Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I'm game.
And Juice, like, charges outside and starts the van.
So do you call back your fixture to get the location?
Yeah, I call him back. I'm like, hey, Mousy, I think we're good to go. Where are we meeting?
Oh, yeah, It'll be on the dike pass. It'll be on the dike short south of Death Valley.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. I'm gonna ask.
Death Valley is this football stadium, and it's just the dam that's holding back Lake Hartwell.
Right, no. Risky's bad at directions. She just remembers the name, and she's gonna assume someone else knows where it is.
Alright, yeah. Yeah, you'll... Don't worry, I'm pretty sure you'll know who he is.
Okay. Is he famous?
No, just conspicuous.
Oh, conspicuous, okay. Yeah, I mean... Okay. I'll let you know when we make contact, okay?
Alright.
Alright. Yeah, it's on the... On the Dyke Pass Death Valley? I think is what it was.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I'll just hit the nav soft. That's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Wait. Before we get in the car, so Juice dashed to the van, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sat in the driver's seat.
Well, he had to start it, and then he dutifully got out of the driver's seat and then went and sat in the bucket.
I was gonna say, Grimshaw just stands there with her arms crossed and stares until you get out of the driver's seat and on the bucket.
And I think we established there was a back seat in the previous one because he was put in the back seat with your katana.
That's right.
Pointed, lent towards him and intimidated. Oh, wait, no, that was your dad's car.
Yeah,
it's a different thing. Yeah.
The van didn't have anything in the back because it's for a band.
Oh, yeah.
And we were worried about putting all the pet carriers in it. Which is why we got the van instead of his dad's car.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drink my respect women juice so I don't question your memory.
It's like, I see Juice get out so that Grimshaw can drive. I see, that's respecting women. That's what that is.
I'm just taking care. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Risky.
Yep. I am right. Thank you. Well done. Uh-huh.
That's also another point in the respect women section.
Yes, you are both powerful and valid. I'm just really excited about the job.
Good! You did it! Good job!
I'm so fucking proud of you. Okay, now let's go, what is it the kids say? Let's go get this bread? These bagels? Is that what it is?
We don't really say that anymore.
I don't think the kids said that in 2020.
Do I look like I know anything?
The kids haven't said that in 75 years.
what do the kids say then? Come on, Juice. What do the kids say?
Usually say, let's lace these sneaks. It's from a meme. It's complicated. Okay. It's like buried under irony.
Oh, okay. Like, it's seven layers.
And in this awkward exchange, Juice like clandestinely pulls out his phone and replies to his dad, "Yes, please."
All right, yeah.
It's so bad for us and so good for Juice.
Yeah. All right, well then let's lace these sneaks.
Juice kind of snickers under his breath when she says that. Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
All right, you lace those sneaks and vroom boom down over to the dike. We get one of those parkos and leave the van behind as you walk down the trail. You see an Arxian man in like an Elvis-style suit with rhinestones and a pompadour.
I love this man already.
Sitting on a bench, like there's like a bird just perched on the edge of his pompadour. And he's, like, tossing bread up, and the bird's, like, catching it in its mouth.
Before we get out of the van, Grimshaw just kind of sighs. She's like, no free food at this meet.
Am I supposed to stare, or am I not supposed to stare? This is baffling.
Don't stare. Like, close your eyes.
Play it cool. I mean, don't close your eyes while we're walking. That would be dangerous. But, like, Fine. You know, just if you get uncomfortable, don't look him in the eyes. Just kind of like look at his nose. Then people can't tell that you're not actually looking them in the eyes. It's an old trick I learned. All right. Let's get going.
Juice flips his hoodie up and then puts on some gas station sunglasses perfect. And walks out.
Perfect. You're doing so great. Okay.
So Grimshaw and Risky have actually worked together a few times at this point. Like, mm-hmm. not just the cat rescue and the drive-thru. They've worked together and are kind of friends and have been for a while. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Grimshaw kind of knows to let Risky take the lead. And so she's just standing behind Risky, looking as intimidating as possible. Which is pretty easy because she's, like, giant and scary looking.
Yoked.
I think she had a bunch of scars. I don't remember her description that I gave on the first episode.
Don't worry, no one does because... When... Yeah, so, yeah, I imagine she had a bunch of scars. Mm-hmm. I imagine she would be, like, someone would sometimes confuse her for, like, a short troll. Just her build and, like, just scar muscles and scars. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I think she was tall for a dwarf and, like, super jagged.
For an elf.
For an elf. Whatever I am.
You're an elf. We're both elves.
I've never played a dwarf my whole life in here. I've only ever played elves. I mean, that's
you're
an exaggeration.
Super tall for a dwarf, tall for an elf, short for a troll. Yeah. A little tall for an orc.
Yeah. And super, super jagged. And, like, just kind of has a bunch of scars, like, on her face and arms and stuff. And I think she had a mohawk, if I remember correctly.
Probably.
And definitely had the... The classic Shadowrun duster.
Nice.
So Juice walks up beside Grimshaw, behind Risky.
Perfect.
And his eyes dart around, and then he notes Grimshaw's stance, and then kind of awkwardly folds his arms and kind of tries to stand up straight, but it actually just makes it worse.
Good.
Nice.
So,
all right.
Risky rolls up. Mr. Johnson? I presume.
Hey, amigos, you the ones that Mousy told me about?
Yeah, that's us. We're the team.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, I heard you had some...
Alright, yeah, I was going for an Elvis accent, but I'm just going to be Southern now.
Just do it, just do it.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, little mama. That's how you gotta get into it.
Hey, little mama.
Yeah, see?
Hey, little mama. Little yeah. Mama. Hey, little mama. I heard you got some experience. I heard you got some experience doing heists.
Yeah, I'd say we're pretty good at it.
All right.
Grimshaw nods menacingly. It's just like a half nod, so it's extra menacing.
That's a big elf baby you got back there.
Did you say big elf baby?
You big need some babe. Respect, lemon juice.
No. It's just like, all right, sweetie, you could let. All right, well, thank you. Anyway, Mr. Johnson, it's great to meet you. Can you tell us a little bit more about the job?
Yep.
I would just have to continuously say that to stay in accent. Hey, little mama.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good trigger for that one.
Yeah.
It's also very funny.
Old Clemson campus, there's an evil lab on it.
Okay.
I want you to get all data on Project X-32 for me. Erase it from the computers and get me all five working prototypes from X-32 and terminate all other prototypes and all scientists in the building.
So wet work?
Wet work and extraction.
All right. What kind of prototype are we looking at? What does this lab specialize in?
It specializes in cybernetics.
Cybernetics. Okay, interesting. Do you think any of the scientists are double dipping?
If you want to extract the scientists, I'll pay you an extra 5,000 Nuyum per runner per head.
Per head? Okay. So obviously it's going to be extra for wet work. That's not... That's going to be on top of our usual fee.
Mm-hmm. So... What would you suggest?
You're going to make me call up a number?
Okay, so what? A good tip for shadow running.
Okay.
Instead of making up real numbers, just be like, double our usual rate.
Tight, thanks. That's exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your usual light?
How dare you?
How dare you?
First off, it's in the book somewhere what a standard rate is.
I'm not looking that up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why I always I just always say like, double my usual rate or whenever negotiate.
Well, Mr. Johnson, would you prefer the scientists extracted or would you prefer them, you know, wet worked?
He looks to Juice and then looks to Risky, like an eye raises behind his mirrored shades.
I menace even harder.
I'd prefer at least any head researchers extracted. The others are expendable.
I gotcha. Let's see. So that's going to be extra for each extraction, right? An extra 5,000 New Yen, you said?
Extra 15,000 for the group. There are three of you, so 5,000 per head.
5,000 per head, okay. And then that's going to be double for the wet work, a little extra for the risk. Let's call it 2.5 times the usual. And we'll do it for you.
Make me influence check.
Okay, I'm good.
Can I add anything by being intimidating and scary?
Yeah, add a dice for the intimidation and scariness.
Got it. Charisma and influence. I'm going to spend an edge to reroll a dice.
All right.
That's going to be 5 successes.
All right. Well, I'm glad you spent that edge.
Nice.
Because players win ties.
Nice.
He regards you for a long, long second and is like, 2.5 times? Sure. We'll swing that. And...
If you want the actual number, it's cash rewards can be based on 5,000 New Yen.
All right.
A simple night's work that is easily handled is 5,000. Oh, that's probably not. Is less. Lots. A long grueling job, more, and so on. And then plus the negotiation roll. So.
Okay. I'll say 25. Okay, so base is 75. For the group.
Mm-hmm.
Plus an extra 15 for each head extracted.
Mm-hmm.
The prototypes have to be in working order. You have to give me at least 3 of them.
Okay.
You have to give me the data.
Okay.
And... Hey, little mama. And don't think about screwing us. You hear?
Okay. How big are these prototypes, would you say?
Let me check something right quick.
Oh, yeah. Is someone writing this down? Because that's a good idea.
I got it.
Yeah, y'all thanks, write Juice. It down.
Thanks, Juice.
No, I'm in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grimshaw specifically does not write it down, nor does Shannon in real life.
Yeah, see, Risky's there to look pretty and do the talking, so Juice gets to be the secretary.
Grimshaw's there to look intimidating and not do a single word of talking.
Risky has the secretary.
Risky has trained her extensively. She's fucking like classically conditioned. As soon as they meet the Johnson, she just shuts up.
Yeah, absolutely. She used to make a lot of faux pas, and then like Risky was just like, dude, no. This is how we get the most money. And Grimshaw's like, more money? What?
Did Grimshaw ever try to like outbid Risky, like just out of instinct on working on her own? Just like, I can do it for less. Shit.
I think maybe like before they were like friends. So like it's been kind of like occasionally they would have been working together, but mostly Grimshaw worked alone. And then like slowly they kind of built up this friendship because they realized that not just like shadow running in common, but also like they are on the same like music scene and like stuff like that. And so I think before they were friends, absolutely all the time.
Yeah, I think they ran against each other a whole bunch, but then they spotted each other at a concert and they were like, oh my god, I didn't know you had like good taste.
Yeah.
And that's how they bonded.
Yeah. And then we opened up to one another. And also, Risky let Grimshaw stay on her couch occasionally, mm-hmm. not knowing. I'm sure she still doesn't know that Grimshaw is homeless. She totally knows.
She knows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He takes a little piece of paper from his sleeve, like, and, like, holding his hand up so you can't see what's on it, he reads it and folds it up, puts it back in his sleeve. The prototype should be a little under 10 inches and weigh about 10 pounds each.
Alright. Juice, got any questions?
Yeah.
Regarding, do we know anything about security? Or do you think there's going to be armed security there?
They do have armed security.
They do have armed security. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So I've got prototypes 3 out of 5 X32s. They're 10 inches and 10 pounds. That's 1 pound per inch for anyone counting at home. Data transfer and deleted on the X32 project. Extraction bonus $1,500 per head. $15,000 per head for lead scientists and eliminate the remaining scientists. Is that all correct?
You got a good head on your shoulders. Work on... do this well, you might not have to shadow run anymore.
Oh, that's not what I want, sir. But thank you. I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to talk there. Got it.
Juice, you're doing fine. All right. Okay, and then what's our time frame on this?
Let's see. It is Friday. Meet me at the old movie theater across the bridge in Seneca. By Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon? All right.
Yes.
Did he give us the location of where the prototypes are being held and all that information?
It will be on the old Clemson campus in the biogenetics lab of the Evo Corporation. Evo Corporation's science department.
All right. Well, I think that's all we need to know. We will contact you by next Wednesday at noon.
And, yeah, you got the number for the project, right? X32?
X32.
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure I remembered that. All right. And with that, he flicks another piece of bird to the bread and just stands up and walks away as the bird just stands on his pompadour.
Once we get back in the car, Grimshaw goes, I think the real Johnson hired an Elvis impersonator to give us this information.
Yeah, I mean...
his Elvis impression was spot on. That was unbelievable. It was uncanny. It was like he was there with us.
Yeah.
Also, he had rhinestones that say, fuck the cats on his little cape.
No, fuck the cats?
No,
fuck the cast.
Cast
the area.
Confederate American
States. Oh, I mean, yeah, that's true. Listen, I'm partially deaf. I was like, fuck cats? That changes the whole interaction. Fuck you. I mean, it's true. So, all right. I mean, yeah, but it's not something I'm super concerned about at this point. I mean, like, honestly, if you could hire an Elvis impersonator to do all of your social interactions for you.
Absolutely.
You? Yeah, right? Right? Yeah. Especially one that's as good as that guy.
Yeah. Elvis or Keanu Reeves, really.
Ooh, now that's good.
Yeah.
Now, why would you need a Keanu Reeves impersonator when he's still obviously alive?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I can't afford
you
Keanu.
You think I got the new yen for Keanu?
You think I got that Keanu that's, money?
That's fair. He is an immortal elf.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess let's go check it out. Let's do some preliminary information gathering before we get there. Then we'll just go do some legwork. Woo!
All right. If we want to stop for a little bit of lunch, what I'm thinking is I'll just do a little cursory sweep of all the info that we can get, you know, just from the Matrix without arousing any suspicion, and then we can kind of work off of that. You know, a map of the campus, a little bit about what they do there, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, nothing deep, no probing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to head over to, I'm going to instruct Grimshaw to drive to a completely different Taco John's than the one we were at last night, because that one's probably not clean yet.
Grimshaw doesn't listen. She doesn't listen, and she goes to, I was trying to think of something that wasn't Tex-Mex, and it's like, oh, Nacho Mamas. No, that's still okay. So she goes to the Stuffer Shack.
Isn't Stuffer Shack an Azzy subsidiary?
I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't
is
know.
Is it in yeah, this book? The 5th edition rule book had all that fluff stuff, which I love, and I don't know if this one does or not.
I just thought I remembered hearing it on Opti's Shadowrun lore podcast, but I think it's one of those things that not many people know it's actually Azzy owned. So yeah, there's a Stuffer Shack.
Yeah. So she's like, no, we just had Taco John's. Get some variety, and goes to Stuffer Shack.
In the meantime, Juice is just going to do a data sweep to find whatever he can about this particular campus that we're scheduled to infiltrate.
As you're doing the data sweep, you do see in a second text message from your father that says, do you want to meet at the AKR tonight?
I really quick bounce back. I'll let you know. Kind of in the middle of something right now.
Okay, then he replies with a heart emoji.
Aww.
I send him a little bit emoji of like a dude in a hoodie with sunglasses and a gun.
What?
But it's like cute.
Excuse me?
He responds, have fun with your dark jogging, son.
You just sort of hear Juice, like, visibly, like, sigh loudly in the back of the van. 5 successes on the data mining, by the way.
So, actually, after we get to the Nuket Burger, Grimshaw says, you know what? And turns around and then goes to, or to the Stuffer Shack, and then she goes to Nuket Burger instead.
So yes, on the 5 successes on data mining, and you're just trying to find out more about this corporation, that'll be, you're not cracking into their system, you're just doing the
anything
internet
that I
search.
Anything that I can get legally or extra legally without actually breaching anything, basically. So,
all right.
It'd be nice if I could see maps, it'd be nice if I could get into maybe some of their like dark web personnel data that maybe is accidentally sort of leaked out, like any holes. Any information that is seeping out from the cracks without me actually having to probe.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you do get the publicly provided map of the campus. You get, like, their whole spiel about how they're advanced, they're advancing home technology and humanity and life using research from the Monad incident. And then you get, like, you do get some scientist emails about, like, various different projects that they did from their own laptop. So
that's their first mistake. I download all their emails.
And then, among them is someone complaining to Apple customer service about their account getting hacked.
I check and see if there's just any references to X32 in any of the emails.
You get some references to X32, like, from about 2 weeks ago. Like, X32's, we're finding a new source for funding and new source for, like, for equipment and components in X32, but it should be back and running smoothly within the week.
So they dropped their supplier basically, and one of their lead funders quit, more or less.
Or maybe not funding, but sorry, not funding, but it's still Evo. But you hear that. You see that they're talking about, like, they lost a supplier for components in X32, but they should have a new reliable supply within the week.
So it looks like they're between suppliers for the X32 project.
And that was about 2 weeks ago, so.
Oh, they might be, that might be up and running by now. Okay. Looks like they just switched over to suppliers. Maybe there's an angle there. I don't know. You two seem to tend to do these things a little less subtly than I do.
I mean, we can go subtle. It doesn't matter. Like, we can do whatever the hell we want.
Shannon just leaning in. Murder? Did I hear someone say murder?
But let me see.
But I have some scientist contact information. I have just a little bit of basic data, and I've got a map of the place, so...
You think you might want to go fishing? Do a little social engineering?
Always.
So, Grimshaw suggests, she's like, can you look up any information about their security detail? Like, what their shifts are, or...
Shifts, I don't know. We could probably observe that. I know a little bit about basic corporate security structures on, like, a campus like this. Maybe I can get a reasonable enough guess, and then we can kind of go from there. So one of my knowledge skills is corporate support structures, and the other one is security systems. So I'm wondering if just sort of knowing what I know about how corporations do things and what contractors they work with for security, maybe I can kind of guess, like, here's where they'd probably put a camera, here's where they'd probably do this, here's where they'd probably do that, and then we can try to confirm. Is that something I can try to get away with here?
Yeah, I'm going to say you can, you know what, contractor, and you know, since this is in the CAS, and they'd probably be contracting through Lone Star,
okay,
the private police force that's patrolling this whole region.
Would I have a sense for maybe vaguely what to expect?
I would have to have you roll some kind of skill for that.
I can roll some. Like, I got skills. I got lots of skills.
All right.
What would you like?
That's a good
question. This is a tough one.
Like, so, roll one of the knowledge skills you mentioned, like the corporate.
I think knowledge skills in this are, like, the same as anarchy, and you don't roll for that, you just know.
You just know it. Alright, so I guess I'll just give it to you then, like.
If you want suggestions, I would say, like, you could just roll, like, a straight up intuition to, like, put things together.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
would it be intuition plus intuition, or just intuition?
Intuition logic or intuition?
Ooh, intuition logic would make sense.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good.
Uh-oh. I keep dropping my phone. I'm just a very clumsy person.
That's all good.
Four successes.
You know that the typical Lone Star team, like, guarding a single location
would probably be, would consist of 6 people, or like 10 people, 2 Raegers, 6 like regular soldiers, a Decker, and a leader, like coordinating everyone in the unit. And if this is a high security area with the Evo campus, they would probably have about 2 of those teams patrolling the campus at any given time.
So this is actually a really big security detail. I'm thinking we could be dealing with up to 20 people at any given time, especially during shift changes. In addition, they will have drone support and a Decker running ops for them.
Okay. How big is the building itself?
This is a cop-out, but it's like the size of a university lab. Like, you know, lab buildings at universities, because that's what it... And you do know, Andrew, I'm sorry, you do know that there, like, most buildings like this would have cameras, like, covering nearly every angle on the inside.
Especially if they're doing, and, like, experimental.
Yeah, but they do have, like, active defenses in them, so it wouldn't be as easy as hacking the previous few places you've hacked.
Yeah, breaking into a house and stealing from some cats from a scumbag is one thing, but this is... I mean, I think it'd be easier to just rob a bank for this amount of money.
We don't get street cred for robbing a bank. We took this job. We're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I was just making a point. Yeah. This is really secure.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So, I think it would be best... if we either sneak in or go in legitimately.
I mean, it's kind of like, what is it? Bees? Is it bees that do that? Where, like, they'll fight like hell to keep you out, but once you're in, you just kind of go? Oh, hello.
Okay.
Like, that's the thing, is that if we can find a way to get in the door, I think this is going to be a lot easier than if we tried to just, like, Pink Panther up the wall or whatever, you know?
I think I can probably get us in the door, or I could try to figure out a way to maybe get everyone outside.
That could be kind of fun.
We want to extract some head scientists. I might be able to, I don't know, force a building evacuation.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I do like that.
The other thing is maybe, you know, you were talking about phishing. Maybe I can ask that the X-32 prototypes get relocated. I don't know. If we're talking corporate espionage, sky's the limit. I just, you have more experience than me, so I don't even know where to start.
We could get hired.
Okay.
That's legitimately... Okay, so out of character. That's legitimately something I wanted to pull forever. I've wanted to have to infiltrate a building, and I've wanted to interview, like, you know, apply for a job and get hired. I think it'd be hilarious. I'm game.
I think I could make that work.
I think that's really... That's actually pretty fucking funny, and... I think that would be great. Hey, you know what? We might even get a paycheck.
Yeah, signing bonus. Maybe I'll sneak that in.
We can put that shit on our resumes.
All right. I'm going to go along. Okay. Uh-oh. I froze.
Sorry, guys. I don't have an arm.
I'm going to go along with this, and I'm going to... You're good. I think my connection is unstable. So, okay, I think that's better.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Good. I'm going to say... Brain just reset. I'm going to go along with this. I'm going to say, as you were doing your probing, you did find that there are 5 positions currently open. One for, like, internal security, one for, like, tech support, and one for, like, a shaman on specific projects.
Hey.
What the hell do they need a shaman for?
Oh, most corps have several.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, for this project, what's interesting is I can't really find anything about the actual X-32 project. Well,
here's my resume.
I think I can get us jobs.
I think we should do that.
I I think this is a ridiculous idea.
Wait, do we need to... We need to get disguises. We need to have a disguise montage.
We do.
Okay. Grimshaw refuses to participate. I just picture her standing there and, like, Risky is, like, you know, forcing clothes on over her clothes and, like, changing things about her, and Grimshaw's just standing there the whole time.
Grimshaw comes out of the changing room. It's just Grimshaw's normal clothes.
And Juice is like, yes, and very good.
That's that respect woman, Juice. Good job.
Yeah. Well done.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we...
So Grimshaw's not getting changed. What do your two montages look like?
I really need to pee. Can we take 5? I'm sorry.
Of course. Oh,
thank you so much.
That's good. I need to think about this.
Yeah, me too. Actually, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take this very seriously.
Okay. Also, everyone should look at the Doggos and Kitties channel, because my cat is sitting on my arm, and so sorry, I'm going to have to do the rest of this one-handed.
I mean, that's just how it be sometimes.
Oh my god. Oh, that's so precious.
Mm-hmm. She's so sweet.
That's such a little shit lord
I
cat.
Love her.
I'm going to use the restroom.
Shannon, what the hell should I look like? I need, like... do I go legit or?
Yeah.
Should I do like definitely a suit?
Yes.
I think that like.
Okay, Sid, come on. You really think that you're going to be like, should I wear a suit to me? And I'm going to ever tell you no.
You know, you're right.
If the answer is always suit, yes.
So I think that she gets like a suit over like a gray tunic of some kind with like kind of a kilted, you know, like when you have like the skirt that you sort of, I'm trying to think of the correct, you know, like historical fiction where like the leading lady, she's like, oh, I have to be action now. And she takes her skirt and just sort of like ties it up and out of the way. So it makes little shorts or pants. She's got that with like a little suit jacket over it.
Nice.
And she's dyed her hair back to black.
I believe it's called a bustle.
A bustle? Well, she doesn't have the bustle. That's
well, because
that's the big butt pad.
No. Isn't it called a bustle?
I don't think it's.
I thought whenever
bustle.
You hitched it up, it's so like. I only know because of wedding dresses from when my sister got married. So like when you have the big long train, what you do is you bustle it and you like cinch it all together at your butt. So that you can dance and shit at the wedding.
Right,
that's what it was called.
I think the one that I'm thinking of, it makes it look more like, you know, like the ancient Egyptian thing where it's like a skirt with like a
Where you just like knot it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Or she could just put a suit jacket over her jumpsuit. Either way. She's got like a mechanic jumpsuit that she normally wears just tied around her waist, right? Like a flight suit, you know?
Yeah.
I think put that all on and then put a suit jacket over it. But she does dye her hair and get different colored contacts. No, she doesn't. She just dyes her hair.
I just like that Grimshaw doesn't do anything. She uses a fake ID. I think I have a fake sin.
I don't know that I have a fake sin. I think I just have my real life person sin. I've got a fake sin. I just never made up an identity for it. Let me do that real quick.
Identities. Nina Allen. Was that supposed to be a real? Why did I choose that name? Nobody knows.
Let's see. Let me think for a second. It would be, let's go with. Alicia, I think.
That might be her real name.
I realized that I never actually made up a name for my fake sin, so I'm doing that.
I think I need to get a fix in.
I actually can't make those.
You can?
I cannot.
Oh.
That is not one of the things that I... That's like a separate skill. I can't do those.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I need to check on my dog. I am bad at timing. I'm sorry. I'm a terrible person.
It's 5 p.m. CST. You have to leave.
Yes, right? Sir.
All right. Cool. Yeah, we still have plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
I can't wait for this meeting between Juice and his dad. I love Juice's dad. He's my favorite NPC.
I'm glad. I'm glad Juice agreed to it, because...
Have you got some hot fire to spit for this?
I hope so.
Good.
I hope so.
Anyway, what's up, guys? Hey.
Okay.
Hey, we're back.
So,
all right.
So for Juice's montage, the first thing that he comes out wearing is a full rhinestone Elvis getup. I thought it was cool.
Grimshaw's just shaking her head.
Risky kind of like does a eh with and wobbles her hand a little.
Then he does a suit that doesn't fit. Then he does some like hipster crap, like a drug rug with some skinny jeans and a fake beard.
Good. Love that.
He's done up in a man bun. Do you think this looks like a technician, or should I just go with a hoodie and cargo shorts?
Take that 11 and then just dial it back. Dial it back to like an 8.
He undoes the man bun and takes off the fake beard.
Okay. Give it a flannel and I think you might be good. Flannels? No, wait. Tech guys, they wear fleece vests. If there's one thing I know about tech guys, it's fleece vests.
Oh, okay. And he comes out in sort of a like a turquoise fleece vest.
Good.
It is atrocious.
I love it. I love it. It's beautiful, Juice. Thank you so much.
Okay.
For this gift. Nice. So Risky's montage is she comes out first wearing like a very well-tailored suit, but she looks miserable. She looks like a wet cat. She's just like, I hate this. This is terrible.
That doesn't scream shaman to me, you know?
All right. How about... And then she comes out in like a little tunic-y thing. She looks kind of like... And she's got her hair up. She's kind of messed it up a little bit. She put like a stick in there or something like that.
I think slap some Buddhist on it.
Okay, hang on. The last one that she comes out in is she puts on some like elephant pants and a big long shirt. And then like... a gray cardigan over everything else with some pockets. And then she also has dyed her hair back to black. She's like, eh? Comfy, and I can wear my jumpsuit underneath it, so.
I'm getting some art teacher vibes off this.
That's right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Grimshaw?
It's great.
Oh. It's great.
Let's go with it then. Hey.
All right. We're doing it.
Both Juice and Risky high five. Grimshaw's just still arms folded, leaning against a wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. And we jump in the air a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Kick. And we kind of hold for just a half a second.
Yeah.
And then we...
But the funny thing is, even though you jump in the air, both of you are still below Grimshaw in terms of height.
She tall. She real tall.
She real tall.
Okay, so once we're in there, what's the idea? I'm pretty sure I could probably get access to a lot of information if they hire me as an internal IT specialist. What are you two going to do?
I mean, I think I'm going to see if I can get a better idea of, well, I mean, why the fuck does anyone hire a shaman? I don't even know.
Hey,
what do shamans do?
Hey, you are powerful and relevant.
Thank you very much. I still don't know what I'm doing. You think I've ever had a job in my life? Do I look like the gainfully employed type of person to you? Nuh-uh. Wait, hang on. I Google future Google. What do shamans do in corpse?
God damn it. Fucking I hate that so much.
Google.
Yeah.
God. I've had someone like completely say soy everything. This is somehow worse. Here's the thing.
It's better than I was doing a sci-fi thing and I had spoogle space Google.
God, that's like the Star Wars music. Oh. Like the
jizz. Yep.
Well, you know that, according to Fugle, you know that, or Neo Bing.
Oh my god!
That's the worst!
Oh, no.
Okay. According to Fugle,
I like, well, why is it gotta be Neo Bing? Why can't it be Neo Yahoo? Neo who?
Ask Neo Jeeves.
Yeah, that's the one she uses. Ask Neo Jeeves.
Yeah.
And you have to phrase it in a question to get an answer. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so according to Ask Neo Jeeves, corpse often use shamans to provide astral security, and someone like working with like biological things, and like I'm gonna say like when working with cyberware, like maybe use a little bit of magic to smooth the transition, like to smooth the connection between body and machine.
Well, I mean, in that case, she like takes 15 minutes and she doesn't talk at all, and she's just kind of like furiously googling, asking Neo Jeeves.
Yes.
I'll get a better idea of the astral security, and I might even be able to get eyes on a prototype. Because a lot of times it's used to help, you know, put the cyber, you know, slap that cyberware in and smooth it over, right? That's how you do cyberware, right? I have no idea.
Well, let's see here. If I doctor you up a resume that says that you specialize in astral security and cybernetic easing, maybe if you come in and criticize some of their security practices or some of their cybernetics practices, you can sort of demand like a relocation. And then, God, we might just be able to walk out with this stuff. I don't know how we're going to kill a bunch of scientists, but...
I mean, the killing...
Grimshaw smiles.
The killing part's pretty easy. But, like... So, how do we deal with the fact that I can't do any of that?
It's a job interview.
No, yes.
You lie.
Yeah, but, like, what do I do my first day on the job? Just be like, haha, good job.
How long do you think we're staying at this job?
I don't know.
Enough to get your 401k.
Months.
Get that sick retirement. Maybe. Sick retirement cash. Ooh, maybe we can get stock options.
All right. So Juice will get a job as Matrix Security. You'll get a job as magic stuff. I'll get a job as regular security. We get in. I like the idea of evacuating the building. We basically just need badges to get in the building so that we're there legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So then we can pull the fire alarm or whatever, evacuate the building, and get what we need.
Yeah. That's
pretty good. Where's...
In the meantime, I'm going to go to offices and murder.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And then if there's like, I don't know, a bomb threat, let's say, we can probably get the head scientist into one car or bus or something like that. It could be, hey, I can do clairvoyant stuff. Maybe I've seen something and I'm like, hey, we got to get you guys out of here right now. And then in conjunction with you... right?
I can make it happen. And then if there just happened to be a couple of murders, it'll look like an attack in progress.
How many? 15?
15 murders?
Yeah, I don't remember how many murders there were.
He just said he wanted us to off all of the scientists involved directly in the X-32 project. So what it sounds like to me is he wants them to not be able to know anything about X-32, and he wants to know everything about X-32.
Well, I mean, how many murders? That's something we can find out once you have access to the personnel files, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we can find that out in a minute.
And if y'all do plant a bomb, Risky wouldn't be lying when she says there's a
bomb. Yeah, then I won't have to fake it. I'll get to influence instead of deceive.
Like they were like,
love that.
If they were like, do you know who planted the bomb? Like,
oh,
fuck.
Oh, no. Did you see them? Yes. Who were they?
They looked like Shadowrunners.
Yeah.
This is in character. This is Grimshaw kind of coaching Risky on like how to lie. It's like, you're not lying if you say this.
Right. Perfect. I love this.
Okay, so we need a bomb.
Maybe. Bomb incendiary device, something like that.
Well, I also need a sin to get this job under. Let me call Tony. He still owes us a couple of favors.
Yeah, he does, so. You're right.
Each,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think you said two big favors.
I think we're all going to need a sin.
And dinner. And yeah. Contacts.
Yeah.
And dinner. Yep. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tony, my man, what is up?
Nothing much. FC finally learned how to use your phone.
I forgot that Grimshaw would not be calling him.
Oh, wait. No,
hang on. She doesn't have a phone.
No, I've got this. I say.
You
have a phone. She doesn't.
I'll say. Okay. Oh, hang on. Let's do this. Who wants to talk? Grimshaw, you want to talk? You want to talk about this?
Yeah. So it's on Risky's phone.
Yeah. Risky says, okay, I'm going to call him now, and then dials and then hands it to Grimshaw. Just,
yeah.
Does Grimshaw hold it the wrong way, and yeah. Risky just has it's to like, correct her?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Risky, what's up?
Hey, it's Grimshaw. Tony, what up, my man?
Oh. Hey, Grimshaw, I'm glad you learned to use phone.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it's good. Can you hear me? All right, I can barely hear you.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
It sounds like you're coming out from like over there.
Is the phone turning the wrong way?
Just
hang on. Oh,
and it breaks.
What? Excuse me.
Tony's just on the other side, like
Juice. Okay, you handle this. That was odd. Three sins.
Got it.
And a phone. Juice and a new phone. Tony.
We'll figure out the phone. I can get you a new phone. That's easy.
Okay.
Juice dials up Tony and puts him on speaker.
Wait. Well. Oh, and a bomb. Don't forget the bomb.
Incendiary device.
Don't ask for that over the phone.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's just meet him.
Yeah.
Tony, can we schedule up a meeting?
Did Grimshaw break the phone? Okay. Yeah. What time would it be good for you? I'm free tonight or sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Let's knock it out right away.
All right.
Oh, no. Isn't that at the same time as... I don't know that, of course, but...
Well, you all can.
We can, yeah. So, we can settle this. We can settle this between the two of us. You go.
Yeah, I've got something tonight, but you don't need me for this one.
Go write up those resumes.
Yeah, I'm on it, Risky. I've got it. I have something tonight, so I'll drop you off to meet Tony, and then I will go do my thing, which is my own personal business, and then I'll come pick you up.
Your own personal business.
Yeah,
Since when do you have personal business?
You get a girlfriend? I don't
know, I'm a private person. I have a life. I have, you know, things, friends, stuff that I have.
I know your full name and where your parents live and at least three of your friends.
Oh.
Well, they're not my friends anymore.
Well, look,
And I guess Tony's still on speakerphone. Look.
Oh yeah, good. Yeah.
Look, I'm sure your sister's gonna go get some. Let him have his fun.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll see you tonight, Tony, okay?
Meet me at Best Diner.
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Oh, yes. Good call, Clint. You're paying.
He always does with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go coordinate.
All right, let's go.
We have Grimshaw drive the van over to Best Diner, and after she gets out, Juice is finally able to drive the van. He's learned how to drive, and over to the AKR library. And then we follow Risky and Grimshaw inside the diner where Tony is already sitting. He's a tall, like, Southeast Asian man with sunglasses, button-up shirt, khakis, and a bandana. Hey, you two.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Going well. I already got two orders of cheese fries for one for the table, one for Grimshaw, and I'm sure you're going to get more, so just order as you see fit. Okay?
All right, I need two double soy cheeseburgers. Because you just said that was a pet peeve, right?
All right. Oh, wow.
Huh.
All right. The waitress is like just scribbling things down.
Two double soy cheeseburgers, order chicken nuggets, a filet of fish sandwich.
All right.
A strawberry milkshake.
All right.
And one more order of cheese fries.
All right, and another order of cheese. And did you want four soy cheeseburgers or just the two? I think you said the two twice.
Two double.
Okay, so two double cheeseburgers. All the ingredients on it are good?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Can I have an order of chili and two coffees, please?
All right, and order chili and two.
Well.
Okay, so do you want the soy calf or the coffee?
I think last time we established that I like coffee, so coffee.
All right.
You even have coffee? A real coffee machine.
I do, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you want some cream? Do you want it black? Do you want some
black
spices? All right. All right. And for you? Tony just waves his hand. I'm already paying enough for these two.
For this one. I swear
to God. All right. All right. I'll talk to you later. I'll get your food right out. And she heads off. So, what did you, I'm guessing that you just didn't want to sit and talk with me a little.
I mean, like, I can chat for a minute, but we also have a thing that we might need a little help with.
Let's get business out of the way first. I don't want sword telling it over my head when I talk to friends.
Perfect. So,
I need a fake sin. A good one. We all three of us. Juice isn't here, but he also needs one.
All right, three fake sins. He grabs out a little notepad, starts scribbling it down.
And we need to make a little distraction, and she winks.
A bit of a ruckus. A rumpus, maybe.
Do you need me to make a distraction, or no. Give you a way to make a distraction?
A way.
That's the one.
Okay, I could do both, but yeah, I'm much for the second way.
Yeah, we're thinking of a bomb. Maybe.
I see one of those big favors.
You got it.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm thinking something with a lot of flash, maybe not quite so much bite, but something that looks impressive. Or both.
But if it's cheaper, definitely flash above.
Flash substance. Above bite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right. I didn't know you went for the cheap option. All right, and I'm guessing.
Oh wait, add this is a favor. We're not paying for this. I take that back. You're right. You know what, Tony? Go all out.
That's the Grimshaw I like to hear. And I'm guessing you need a phone.
Yeah, I need a phone.
What?
You need a phone.
I need a phone. Because someone broke it.
Do you need a phone, Grimshaw?
I don't see the point.
What about one of those little jitterbugs?
Yeah, I can get you one of those like grandparent phones.
With like big two buttons. Numbers on it. If Although, if we're trying to stay a little on the DL, we might not want to do that. Well, I mean, how about let's get one of the jitterbugs just for like life generally. And I'll take, I don't know, something. Perfect. I'll take something yellow. Whatever that is.
A yellow phone, okay.
I don't see the point, but if I have to have a comm.
You do. You have to have a comm. What if I need help taking one of the cats to the hospital? Hmm? How will I get a hold of you?
She does bring up a good point.
I do bring up a good point.
You'll...
What if I fall in my apartment and my cats start eating me before I'm dead?
They would never.
I mean,
and you know,
I don't think Grimshaw will get to the apartment in time for that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, regardless,
that's it. I'm moving in. You have all these concerns. I'm just gonna move in.
Also, isn't your mental spirit like a cat? If cats start eating, yeah. I think you're on their way out anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. That's probably a bad sign, right? But, like, yeah. I mean, still, like, Grimshaw, if you want to move in, I'm not mad. That's fine. Like, not that I'm, like, super concerned about it or whatever. Not, like, I'm excited about it, but you can move in. Yeah, sure.
Do you have to roll a lot?
Yes, I do. I am lying. I'm excited. Okay, now hang on.
God, social how dumb stress. Would this game be if this was like the first stress damage you take?
What? right? What the fuck do I even roll? I don't remember.
Roll your social stress.
Social stress, which is something.
Hang on, I'm looking at.
Thanks, I appreciate you. This is a subplot I didn't expect.
You must make a charisma (2) test as a minor action.
Just charisma?
I think it might be charisma plus charisma, and that's why it says charisma (2).
I think the difficulty is 2.
That makes sense. Two. So yeah, straight up charisma. Because I also have social stress.
I made it.
But it has not come
two
up.
Two on the... 2.
Alright, and do you want to do deception?
She lies badly.
Does Grimshaw pick up on it?
Oh yeah, let's do it. This is fun. All right. I don't have deception, so I'm.
That's
just
plus or that verse perception. Or no, it's
yeah,
judge intention.
Judge intent. Yeah.
No successes.
3. But I'm assuming Tony knows.
Tony's just like, I usually have to watch anime to get this amount of tsundere.
Grimshaw goes, well, fine. If you're not excited, I don't have
no,
to.
No,
but,
no,
like,
it's
if
fine.
If you're worried about dying, like,
yeah,
I want to protect you.
She's a cat, Grimshaw. She plays hard to get.
What?
Oh. So you do want me to...
He just starts slipping his coffee and not saying anything. Just watching the show. Because he is sitting on his own side. And the katana, I assume, is next to him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Judging
across
silently.
From me.
Just, like, fucking looking between the two of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? How about we'll go get your stuff from... that warehouse, and I know
home.
Where you live. Come on, I'm not an idiot.
My home.
From your home, yeah. Well,
thank
you. And then, yeah, you can move in. Hey, what? You can help fix things when they break.
Yeah, I'm useful that way, and I can protect you from home invaders or from the cats if they try to eat you when you fall.
Yeah, that's great.
And if you fall, I can pick you up. So that you're not still on, and I can walk you to the hospital.
And Risky is bright red. She's just, okay, cool. Tony, I think that's all we needed. I thought of something extremely important that I have to deal with right now. So I think we should just go. You know?
Hey, Grimshaw, looks like she has a fever.
Oh. Okay. Can we get this to go? Can I get some to go containers? I waved at the waitress.
Of course, honey. She like brings out your food and then like immediately brings to go containers.
Yeah, and I put it all in into like it's not really separated. It's like it is because there's so much food it has to be.
Right.
But like, you know, it's all cheese fries, chicken nuggets, a cheeseburger all in one like kind of soup together. And
Risky takes one of her coffees and just chugs it. It's hot. She's just like
You shouldn't drink that if you have a fever.
I gotta go.
Tony
gets up, puts a cred stick down on the counter, and walks out.
Thanks, Tony.
Tony, just call Juice when those are in.
Will do. See you later.
Are you all right?
The runners are Shannon, Sid, and Ben. Theming and producing is done by Eric. The track used is Transition by Six Umbrellas and is licensed under an Attribution Share-like license. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or keyligraphyinc.com. Do you want to play more games this year but don't want to break the bank? Go over to itch.io and support wonderful indie TTRPG creators like Riley Hopkins, Cole Cairdwin, and Starshine Scrib, as they make original games with new and interesting mechanics. Did you like the show? Well, tell a friend about us, or leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at dicefiendspod@gmail.com. I'll see y'all next week for the third episode of X32. And until next time, remember, role-playing games are an exercise in imagination, and that includes imagining a better world. So, even if you're playing in a dystopian or grimdark setting, nothing says you can't brighten it up. Goodbye.